Welcome to the AI and Data-Driven Leadership Podcast, the show where we spotlight the innovators and leaders who are transforming the future using the power of data and AI. I'm your host, Dean Gaeta, author, podcaster, and founder and CEO of Infogistics and Slingshot. We're living in an exciting era, a time where builders, leaders, and entrepreneurs are using data and AI to fuel unprecedented growth, create groundbreaking products, and drive meaningful transformations in their industry. If you're ready to learn from some of the brightest minds and uncover actionable insight to take your business to the next level, you're in the right place. And if you have a story to share, stick around until the end of the show. We'll tell you how you can become our next guest and inspire leaders around the globe. Welcome to the AI Data-Driven Leadership Podcast. Let's dive in. All right. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for joining us. I have Alex Blinoff. He's been a chief product officer for a while, does some interesting things with AI with his company, and I'm really happy to have you. But Alex, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. Thank you very much, Dean, for having me today. It's a real pleasure, and thanks for this opportunity. So yeah, I'm chief product officer here in Zendrop. Overall, I'm more than 16 years in product management. I would say I started my career right away in product management. And through this time, I worked across different markets in Europe, in United States, in Eastern markets. And I managed complex products across multiple niches like fintech, telecommunications, and now e-commerce. And I would say I have a good understanding of what's going on there and how to manage complex products and projects and how it can benefit from introducing AI. And I recently moved to the United States, where our headquarters is located in the West Palm Beach. And now I'm building a global product for all the countries all over the world here in Zendrop. A couple of words about Zendrop itself. So what we are doing, we're providing e-commerce sellers and entrepreneurs an opportunity to sell products using a dropshipping model, meaning that they do not need to invest in their inventory and stock. They can purchase products from our product catalog, which contains millions and millions of offers, and they need to make a purchase only when they receive the order themselves, meaning that we provide such model that allows to enter the market with a very low threshold. And this is very popular model for entrepreneurs who just making their first steps in e-commerce business. And also this is the model where enterprises perform well. And we actually covering both market segments, mass B2B segment and enterprise segment as well. So that's what we are actually doing right now.
That's great. Yeah, I grew up in Miami, Florida, and West Palm. That's an amazing area. That's a good place to live in the U.S. So
I agree.
We're a product company ourselves, and it's hard being a product, managing a product and a product officer. Maybe share some of the things that have changed for you with AI and your process, just how you make decisions, what features to add, or how you're managing your products, and whatever you can share around go-to-market and actual managing products.
Yeah, for sure. So I would say that now AI quickly become a commodity. And in order to be competitive, you need to be up to speed with the market. And that's why we are looking for different places in our product where we can embed AI features. And I noticed that it's not necessarily users who actually request this technology or this approach. I saw lots of competitors, since we are operating in a very competitive market, we usually take a look at competitors, and a lot of them start building, they just put an AI baked label onto different places of their product, and very quickly they get a competitive advantage here. So in order to beat our competitors and to be competitive, we need to find the right places where to embed this AI as well. And I would say we are experimenting with this format. We produced multiple products and features based on AI. And for today, we experimented with four different approaches here. So we have a standalone product, very successful one, which is called storebuild.ai. It's a part of our product portfolio, but we position it as a standalone offer, a standalone service, which allows dropshippers and e-commerce businesses quickly build a Shopify store and populate with the products, with customized product description and so on. And I would say it was very successful, and it is very successful. Another format we experimented with was built-in offer in the core user flow. It is deeply integrated in the user scenarios which our customers follow. And with this approach, we offer a product description optimizer, so something that can generate a tailored product descriptions for product listings on Shopify. And it is actually custom built. Each user gets a unique description. And also with this approach, we provided a multi-language translator. So actually our users can, if they operate on different markets with the different languages, they can very quickly translate a basic English description into other languages, also with AI. And I would say this approach was also successful because we find the right place in the customer journey where we can provide this offer, and we see a very good adoption, and a lot of users are using this technology and this feature. And also we have a little bit less successful approach. We built a standalone platform, which is a part of Zendrop, so it's called ai.zendrop.com, which includes a couple of tools useful for dropshippers. One tool is advertising copy generator, so based on the product description, it can generate some marketing offer and advertising copy for advertising platforms. And also, this offer, in the same way, we are offering a dropshipping expert bot, and it is marketed as a part of Zendrop, but it is not deeply integrated in the user flow, and that's why it's not getting enough adoption for the users. And my thinking is that it's, as experiment, it was fine. We saw the traction, but we're thinking about integrating it more deeply into user flow to make sure that all the customers see it and benefit from it. So these are three different approaches. And the fourth approach we are doing for our internal users, for our customer support team, we are using AI LLMs like ChatGPT to automate some routine processes, some day-to-day operations, just for them to consume less efforts and less time for our customer support. And this is also very efficient because we are targeted at our internal operations efficiency. And yeah, we see that our team benefit from it. So to summarize our current thinking about AI as a product, I would say that for AI, and for any technology in general, you should not be focused on technology itself. You should be focused on business problem, on customer behavior, and onto user scenarios. And technology help you to solve the user problem, but you should not be obsessed with the technology itself. You should be, as a product person, you should be obsessed with the customer and find the right way to solve their problem. And AI can help you with this, but only if you define the problem correctly.
Yeah, great. No doubt. Like the old point of view, solve real problems and take care of your customer is always first and foremost. And
yeah.
And what, just to give me a little context, like what's your, as a chief product officer at Zendrop, what is your role, and what's some of the, just so the audience can get context, and then what are some really hard things about your role?
So I prioritize things what our development team should be working on, and I making sure that these things that our dev team is doing, it contribute to our business, our Zendrop business, and it contribute to customer experience. So meaning that we are solving real problems and our development efforts are focused on the something that actually needed for our customers and where Zendrop as a company can benefit from. So this is, in simple words, what I'm doing on
daily. Yeah, great. And so you're pretty technical and you're prioritizing backlog and what the team works on. Like what How has AI impacted like your role, and how are you leveraging AI? And then also, how are you like, this is probably more than one question, but you can answer it separately. But even how is your dev team using AI? And because there's so much like hype out there, it'd be great to hear you working with your product team, how they're building software, and then you doing your role. Like, how are you managing your role and responsibility with AI? It's good to hear from practitioners, like, what's real?
It's a fair question. And I would say in product management team, we are, as I mentioned, we are obsessed with the customers and we are looking for the problems we need to solve first, and then using AI to find the proper solution. So product managers usually are curious people by the initially, and usually they are the first ones who adopt new approaches. And so how it works? We define the list of problems that we need to solve, and each product manager finding different approaches and different ways how they could be solved in the best way for our users. And all our product managers are experimenting with LLMs and other AI tools, making sure that they can work more efficiently, they can save time on doing benchmark analysis, for example, and compile PRDs. And this is actually the place where the product team benefit from AI tools a lot. For example, I personally use a lot ChatGPT Deep Search, and it saves lots of time when you just need to gather information about competitors, about the markets, and instead Googling hours and days long, you can just compile a good prompt for Deep Search, and in 30 minutes you get a comprehensive report on what are the trends, what are the market trends, what your competitors are doing. And this is something that I'm using very often. And my product team, they start adopting ChatGPT itself and experiment with other LLMs to write PRDs, product requirements documents, just to make sure they are not missing some crucial parts of user experience, and making sure that the document themselves looks good and understandable for development team. Our developers have a bit different approach. They purposefully investigate different tools and share their experience with the whole team. And our dev team tried multiple AI tools like GitHub Copilot, Cursor, Windsurf, and even JetBrains AI. And I would say that today around 60% of our unit and feature tests and about roughly 20% of new business logic are AI written overall. And so that's how AI generates a new code. I believe that about 20 to 30% of new code is generated by AI. This means that our engineering team, our developers, can be more focused on problem solving rather than just typing codes. And I found this very efficient. For code reviews, we also do some experiments. So GitHub Copilot and Cursor's Bugbot, they are very comprehensive tools and they helped catching bugs early. And our development team adopted it and using it on a daily basis today. We experimented also with OpenAI Codex to fix edge cases, and this is how we actually offloading our tech debt. So yeah, that is approach of how our development team is using it today.
Yeah, great. That's a very good comprehensive review. And so where do you think software development is going in the future? Like more software developers, less software developers? Are we just going to have so much technical debt from apps, like all these apps being generated, which is it's good and bad, but I think I'm actually curious, like you're knee deep in software development and running a team and making decisions, and where do you see software development going 5 years from now? More developers? What's your point of view? Best developers? I don't know.
I love developers. I don't want to be less developers in future.
I agree.
My thinking is that today we have lots of new tools that allow doing vibe coding, and everyone could be a developer today. And it leads to for us to get more and more software products, software applications, and it increases quality of these products for sure. And I would say that AI can automate and cover junior level roles today. So maybe in future there would be no need in lots of junior developers, but there always will be need for developers who understand the business context, who understand why they are building the feature and how it should work, so they can guide AI tools and development teams to write it in the best way. And there always would be need for this type of experience. So it would be in demand. There will be always demand for the roles and for people who operates in as a mediation between business requirements and tech realization and code writing. And I would see that these people will always be needed for businesses. But as I mentioned, our junior roles might be not so on demand in the future.
Yeah, I think that the world just needs more and more software now that we have the ability to leverage intelligence to solve problems. That we need more software developers. There's never a shortage of backlog or apps or solutions that people want. And then AI today writes a lot of bad code and someone's got to support it and it gets confused and it also writes good code. But yes, someone needs to manage all that. And my message is, yeah, please study computer science. We need engineers and critical thinkers even more. Yeah, I just want to do my part to communicate that to the even into the young people and to the people in the field. And we're going to have to probably solve this problem of junior people entering the workforce. How do we skill them up to be more senior? Because everyone had to start somewhere. But yeah, I share a passion for, I love software developers writing software. And now we have another teammate on the team, AI, and to help us, but cannot just run everything by themselves. Sharing my point of view. Did you disagree with that, or you have another point of view, or what's your thoughts there?
I do agree with you. I believe that AI tools can actually boost the productivity of people who just started their career in software development, and they do not need to be more focused on code. They need to be focused on understanding the technology and solving business problems. And actually using AI tools and adopting it quickly will help junior developers to become middle and middle level and senior level pretty quickly. So I would say this education curve evolve and the junior stage is reducing a lot.
Yeah, love it. Love it. Totally agree. And then how about your job? What's really hard about your job? And maybe you can share some tips or advice on how you've become the chief product officer at a software company.
It's a good question. Something that I always say to my people or other product managers is that they should be obsessed with the customers. So when you understand your customers and your pain points, you will be irreplaceable. You will know for sure what to do and how to solve these problems, whether with AI or without AI or whatever technology would be on hype in the next 5 years. If you understand your customers, you understand your business, that is all you need to be successful in product management.
Yeah, and then there's a step before that. I'm sure like you probably have a lot of different customers in your business at Zendrop and different audiences. And it's not always easy to find product market fit. Even like I've run our company for 36 years and we've been successful. But even though we've been successful, we've built new products and introducing them. And so how do you find product market fit? And once you know your customer, okay, yeah, be focused on the customer. But how do you go about discovering who should your customer be?
Yeah, so first of all, there is no silver bullet for it. You just need to do investigation and do search. And there are some common advices that always work. First of all, you need to iterate on the first version of your product. So you don't need to be afraid of failing. And likely your first, second, or even third version of your product won't be successful. And you just shouldn't be afraid of getting rid of something that does not work and build something upon it and iterate quickly. So fail fast approach always work. So you shouldn't be afraid of failing, and also you should not be afraid of going to customers, speak with them, and try to sell what you've built. I learned from other companies and other products that you should not be focused on technology and try to build and building an ideal product for years, because when you finish your product, likely in a couple of years it would be obsolete and needed to no one. That's why you should be very quick in gathering market feedback. You should try to sell whatever you have right now, even if it is not exist, even if it's just a presentation and a couple of slides in the deck. You should go to real customers, pitch them, and see how they react. Maybe 10 interviews with the customers, 10 unsuccessful pitches will change your understanding of your product completely. And that is something that you should do first. And approach that I'm trying to stick to, and I encourage my team to stick to, is to sell first and only after that go and build a product. If you can't sell the feature, maybe you don't need to build it. Although it looks like bright and shiny object, if you can't sell it, if your sales team can't sell it, maybe you don't need to invest your time in it.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, experimenting and prototyping. And I think that's like great advice. Go and sell to customers and see their reaction. That's great advice. Now, any other tips you might want to give around how do you leverage data or how you leverage AI in making decisions on how you build or even user experience? I saw some of your products that look like they have pretty nice UX, and you know, anything to share with the audience about that?
I would say that you should always keep in mind where you can have competitive advantage. It might be not clear from the first glance, but I believe it should be somewhere, because if you have a mature product with the customer base, with the users, you already can benefit from understanding their behavior. And if you analyze it properly and aggregate it in a right way, you can do a lot with AI. You can benefit a lot from just simply adding some LLMs on top of what you already know about your customers. And that is actually something that happened in Zendrop internally. We have an offer that is called Zendrop Academy. It is an educational platform for beginners, for someone who is doing their first steps in dropshipping world. And we realized that we generated and get a lot of content in Zendrop Academy about how to run a good dropshipping business. And that is how we understood that we can monetize this knowledge. And that's how we actually built our ship chat bot that helps dropship expert bot that helps users find answers on some common questions. And this was, eye-opening moment for all the team, because we understood that we can benefit very quickly from what we already have. And that is something that I encourage do everyone. Just look inside your product, look inside your customers, and understand how you can monetize what you already have.
Yeah, I like that you like are trying to help create entrepreneurs, and whether it's a side hustle, I think it might have been your words on your website, but how you can actually create these businesses, and then your infrastructure really makes it all happen very quickly, because how do you source products? And so maybe you have a niche in a market and you're good at connecting to that market. You enable that framework or that platform to execute on that. And yeah, I can see what you just said will really help them, especially people don't know, have an idea, but how do I even run this whole process? And,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a common pitfall for beginners. They don't want where to start. They don't know where to look at. And some guidance is always helpful. And that's why we build Zendrop Academy. That's why we build storebuild.ai. And that's why we build an expert bot that can actually help with any problem, with any question that arises at the very beginning of an e-commerce journey.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Now, what question didn't I ask you that you wish I would have asked?
You did a great job asking me different questions. Maybe you wanted to ask me about leadership lesson that I've learned on this role. And if you ask me this question, I would say that I need and I would advise anyone to provide flexibility for the teams on their approaches to solving problems and choosing tools for it. And in product management, as I mentioned, product managers are very curious people, and they will always find the right way of doing things if you empower them with some trust and authority to make these decisions.
Yeah, that's great. Good advice. So I'm glad you shared that. And if people want to learn more about you or ZenDrop, like how can they get in touch with you?
I can be easily found on LinkedIn. So Alex Blinov or Alexander Blinov, you can quickly find my LinkedIn account and I would be always happy to connect. And for ZenDrop, just visit zendrop.com, subscribe to YouTube channel and so other social media channels. We post a lot of useful content and we will be happy to be in touch.
Yeah, excellent. Alex, thank you so much for being on the show and really great to chat with you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dean. It's a real pleasure to be part of this show. Thank you very much.
Great. Hey, it's Dean Guida here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the AI Data-Driven Leadership Podcast, where we showcase the visionaries who are shaping the future with data and AI. If you're a successful leader, entrepreneur, or business professional, and want to share your story on this program, we'd love to hear from you. Visit us at podcast.slingshotapp.io to apply. Got something value out of this interview? Share the love. Take a quick screenshot, post it to your favorite social platform, or text it to a friend. Don't forget to tag the show and use the hashtag AI Data Driven Leadership. I love seeing your posts and suggestions for future guests. And if you know someone who would make a great guest, let them know about the show. We're dropping new episodes regularly, so don't miss out. Hit subscribe wherever you listen, and if you enjoyed this episode, a quick thumbs up, rating, or review would mean the world to me and my team. Want to stay connected? Visit our website at podcast.slingshotapp.io or find me on LinkedIn at Dean Guida and Instagram at DeanGuida89. Thanks again for listening to the AI Data-Driven Leadership Podcast. We'll see you next time.